This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And then the crowd went wild down in Fairhope last night when Judge Roy Moore actually pulled a gun out of his pocket and started waving it around to make a point that just because the NRA didn't endorse him doesn't mean he's not firearm friendly.
It's been very hard for my wife and myself to wither 2, nearly 3 months of negative ads that we couldn't answer with money because we didn't have it. Ads that were completely false. That I don't believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in the Second Amendment.
The strategist who helped get President Trump elected, Steve Bannon, did speak for Moore on Election Eve and described a divide within the GOP to Moore supporters who he says are being cast aside by establishment Republicans rooting for Luther Strange.
They think you're a pack of morons. They think you're nothing but ruse. They have no interest at all in what you have to say, what you have to think, or what you want to do. And tomorrow, you're going to get an opportunity to tell them what you think of the elites that run this country.
President Trump's pick in this race, Senator Luther Strange, already voted this morning and did a last-minute diner visit trying to turn out as many voters as possible. Last night, the vice president did come to Birmingham to rally on his behalf and was very careful not to rock the boat with Republicans who he may eventually have to ask to vote for Judge Roy Moore.
We're not here because we're against anybody. I'm here because President Donald Trump and I are for Luther Strange.
The two things Senator Strange has really tried to hammer home in the home stretch. Number one, that he has the endorsement of President Trump, who a lot of people in the state really want to succeed. Number two, that he thinks he has the best chance on the ballot against a Democrat in November. We will find out very soon if voters prefer that to the so-called Ten Commandments Judge Roy Moore. Polls close 7 o'clock local time, 8 Eastern.
And, of course, we know how it came out. Boy, about a 10-point swing between the two. And really, I think for people that understood what was going on, and even for Donald Trump, because Donald Trump, you know, saw it even with his campaign. He saw the energy that was there for Judge Moore. And I think, you know, he was committed. He was all in, you know, supporting, you know, Jeff Sessions' successor. And Luther Strange was very supportive of the president. And so, he paid him back with his support of his endorsement with Michael Pence as well. But, you know, people are getting all excited and trying to make this more than really what it is. I mean, it is a secured Republican vote in the Senate. And you got Judge Moore, who's, which they just mentioned, the Ten Commandments judge, you know, he talks about the last 3 months. I mean, what's the guy been going through for the last, couple decades? I mean, he's been a controversial judge and, has run afoul of even the law in sense of, holding to his position, which, has been commendable. And I think this is what has, endeared him to the people of Alabama, is that this is a guy who's willing to fall on his sword for principle, whether it be the Ten Commandments or other things, you know, that he sees differently. But, it was kind of, he's a character. I mean, the NRA, you know, they said that he wasn't for the Second Amendment. Of course, he is the Second Amendment, so he shows up. He shows up with his gun, you know, just to demonstrate that he's one of the boys, you know, and the people that know him and love him know differently. But a lot of energy behind him. So no big surprise there. And not a big thing that you got Steve Bannon and you had the conservative aspect of the conservative wing of the Republican Party. certainly the non-traditionalists, you know, supporting Judge Moore, and they got a great victory last night, and it's expected that Judge Moore will go on and win in the general election and be the replacement, the official replacement for Jeff Sessions in that Alabama Senate seat. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, that's our mission, get this country back on track, and a lot is happening, though the numbers seem to be moving in the right direction, ever so slowly and gently, but I think that unless this country experiences something spiritually significant, we'll continue. You know, we'll continue on this course that we might be able to move the needle just a little bit, because what we're talking about is the very hearts and minds of Americans. Our Constitution, the things that our founding fathers believed in, and how this country's been blessed, you know, by the hand of God. If we want to ignore God, then, hey, you get what you have in America today, which is in a lot of ways chaos. It isn't rather chaotic, and what came to mind is I was thinking about this, and I may have mentioned it in one of our conversations with one of our experts, and that is that it, you know, with the chaos that's been given rise here in this country, it reminds me of, and it happens between the verses of 1 and 2 in Genesis, in the book of Genesis. It talks about the world being void and, you know, without form. And really, when you break that down, what it talks about and what it means is that it was chaotic. There's no rules. There's nothing governing it. It's just things going helter-skelter just on their own pace until God comes in and brings order. See, and this is the challenge that we have in humanity, is understanding that God is sovereign. There are set rules. And, you know, for example, you've heard me say this before, and I think this is the classic example to consider, is that you have the law of gravity. We know, and I think it's just perfect because it's instantaneous. You violate the law of gravity, and you're going to pay a sincere price to where you say, you know, I better not do that anymore. You know, it's no bueno. So we figure it out. Well, just as there is the law of gravity, there's other laws in this universe that are set and fixed like the law of gravity. And we want to kick at that and say, oh, no, no, it's okay. And we want to say that just like the law of gravity, I mean, like, who created the law of gravity? You think it was Al Gore? You think it was some politician? You think it was, you know, Muhammad or somebody? No, it was the God of the universe, you know, the God who created heaven and earth. And in setting the boundaries on all things, and we're just saying the law of gravity, on all things, boundaries are set. There is a specific purpose because God is exact. I mean, this is the thing that you have to understand. God's not theoretical. He's not, well, you know, I think if we do it this way, possibly. What do you think, Peter? What do you think, Pete? You think we ought to do this, change this? Jesus, come on over here. You know, what's your idea here? That's not the way it happens. Everything is set. And so the challenge that we have is to step out of ourselves and understand that we are not the king, okay? And we're not in charge here. We've got responsibilities, we're stewards, we're privileged, and as much as we can get outside of ourselves and operate understanding that there is a God of the universe and there are exact rules and laws to obey, and if we do that, it goes well with us. It's kind of like, you know, again, go back to the book of Genesis and that very short conversation that God had with Cain, right? He said, if you do right, will it not go well with you? Probably a lot in that statement, if you do right. And we hear right, you know, in our colloquial language, you know, doing right, you know, what does that mean? But here's God of the universe, right? If you do right, if you're righteous, if you're doing those things that are consistent with God, like not violating the law of gravity, it will go well with you. Okay. And so here we are, we're chaotic because we're running around. We've disengaged from the God of the universe. You know, President Obama announced to the world, and it was a real shakeup, you know, particularly here for people of faith in this country, when he made the announcement that America is no longer a Christian nation. Whoa. I mean, that was a tough one to chew on. And, you know, the Christians were insulted, and the rest of the, you know, the rest of the world and the rest of the secularists here in this country said, hey, yeah, high five, have another beer. You know, we're off and rolling. You know, we've got the chains of that God who holds us back and keeps us from having fun and doing what we want to do. You know, they're now off. You know, Barack Obama liberated us. Whoa, did he? And so we've been in absolute chaos ever since. Now we have bonfires. I call them bonfires of revival that have taken place because people have finally realized, just like violating the law of gravity, you violate God's other laws, as many as you do, and you're paying the price. And this is what's happening in our country today. And so, in part, what's going on is that, you know, kind of like that drowning person that's out there, or the person that violates the law of gravity, going, yeah, this is hurting. You know, maybe I had to do something. I had to do something different, and maybe I had to go back and see. You know, kind of like what Donald Trump is doing for this country right now, saying, where did we make the wrong turn? Where did we miss the turn here? When did we veer off to the right when we should have stayed straight ahead? And for those of you that are considering that or have made that decision, you know what happens. Things start humming along, you know, things start working. And, you know, and again, we're in a fallen world, so don't expect like it's all going to be roses and rainbows. I'm not trying to sell you a bunch of unicorns here, okay? But you know what I mean. And you know the difference, even in the midst of chaos or in the midst of craziness all around you, if you are doing the right thing, by God's definition, it will go well with you. And there is peace in the midst of the chaos, right? We've been there, we've done that, we've experienced this. So that's what I'm talking about. Maybe for some that you have not and realize this might sound absolutely foreign to you. And I'm not going to say, trust me, this is something you have to experience and understand. And, oh, yeah, by the way, it's okay to ask God. Say, hey, I don't understand this. Can you help me out? And that's how cool God is. I mean, you know, he says we don't have because we don't ask. So if there's something, you know, whether it's wisdom, which we know about in the general context of terms of Christianity, you know, if anyone lacks wisdom, ask God and he'll give it to you. So along the same basis, you know, we don't bring God into the middle of these situations, whether it's violating our flag and all the controversy that's going on. And we're going to talk more about that, you know, throughout the show today again. And not to over-exercise you on this, and I know some people are probably getting weary of this, but I think the opportunity is to work this out, to figure out, okay, what do we value? You know, do we value the flag? Is that something that's important? And that seems to be the case. It's like, okay, hey, we don't have a problem with you expressing your discontent. You have every right to do that. But there's a time and place. And what America is saying is that I don't want you to do it in connection with my flag. We've got a soundbite from Drew Brees. We're going to play this a little bit later on. I don't want to play it right this second. And I'm a little bit off program here, and you know, I'm causing some brain damage to Scott, who's trying to hold everything in control there at Mission Control in Minnesota. And, you know what, I've just, you know, taking him here for a ride here. But it's just, you know, these are things I think you need to hear. and you need to connect with. But yeah, I think as the debate goes on here in this country, as we're realizing, okay, what really is important, even in the midst of this chaos and this decided commitment to, you know, abandon God and to live as a secular society. I mean, we're getting a taste. You know, there was a movie here out not that long ago, called A Day Without Mexican, without a Mexican. And you know, for some people, it's day and days and years without God. You know, how's that working for you? Yeah, it's a, something for you to ponder and a question, you know, that needs to be there on the table. But the conversation regarding the things that we hold sacred will continue.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, online. Lines, just one of many. Red State Talk Radio, Blog Talk, the cable radio digital network around the world via shortwave. Over 280 markets across the country. We thank you so much for joining in and getting involved in the action. By the way, check out BillMartinezLive.com. And when you're there, sign the pardon petition for Christian Saucier, okay? Would you do that for me? This is one of those unjust things, those things that we talk about that are not right, that need to be made right. President Trump, then candidate Trump, in the 2016 campaign, had mentioned a Christian situation, low-level violation, a mishandling of classified information. I mean, low-level, okay? And people have done this, and they do it today in the military, and they're slapped on the hand. Maybe, worst case, you get a reduction in rank. So, minor deal, okay? Him, and this happened, he was a rookie still. I mean, he's only in the Navy for a couple of years, and like anybody, especially this culture and this generation, they selfie everything, right? So he's on a nuclear sub, and he takes some pictures, he and a couple other guys, because that's what the kids do. Well, not even really thinking that, hey, wait a minute, that's a violation. Maybe they thought it was maybe something they shouldn't do, but, you know, but still. Kind of a big deal, but not that big a deal. And fast forward 11 years later, somebody happens to find the phone that was thrown away. And they find it, you know, which is kind of odd, you know, that whole situation. So supposedly they found it in a trash bin. But anyway, there were six pitchers there, and now it's like, okay, you're in trouble. And meanwhile, you know, he's been now in the military for 13 years. He's serving as an instructor. He's gotten, you know, stellar reviews in his career, and he's on. I mean, he's going to finish his career in the Navy and do well. He is remarried, and he has a child, and all hell breaks loose. And now he's not even, you know, judged by the Uniform Code of Military Justice. They take him to a civil court. So outside of the military understanding and purview, somehow they're going to make he's an object lesson, and they come down on him hard. And I know you're asking, hey, the other two guys, what happened to them? Hand slaps, everything. They're still in the Navy, no problem. But for him, they make an example. They put him in prison for a year. He's in prison away from his family for a year, loses his career in the Navy. He's going to get less than honorable, might even be a dishonorable discharge. I'm not sure exactly how that all is playing out. But all this needs to be preempted. I mean, this is ridiculous, this young man. Not to mention the fact that, look at, you know, we the people have invested in this man for 13 years. This kid is a quality kid. This is a kid that you want, you know, in the military. I mean, he is contributing. And through this technicality, through this politics and everything like that, whatever you want to call it, he's being, you know, ushered to the exit really quick, post-haste. Doesn't seem right, especially in light of all that we have, you know, understood that happened with Hillary Clinton. Her reckless, as James Comey put it, reckless mishandling of top-secret information. I mean, we're talking eons above low-level classified information. I mean, we're at, the highest level you can get. Comey says, for her, reckless. So she's off scot-free. She still gets her pension, her career, everything else. She's doing well. We the people still taking care of her. Here's this lowly, and I mean lowly by comparison, you know, as you can imagine and as you sense, individual who was guilty of serving the country and a minor infraction, a year in jail, his career, his reputation, everything down the toilet, as they say. So go to the petition. We want to get this to President Trump as the commander-in-chief. And have him follow up and pardon this young man. You know, pardon him, restore his reputation, go ahead if he needs to be discharged and, you know, discharge him with honorable, benefits and everything associated with that, you know, once and for all. So go to Bill Martinez Live, sign the petition, okay? I appreciate it. And pass it on. We've got some good momentum on it, but we need even better. Hey, today is National Chocolate Milk. Yesterday was Pancake Day, Scott. The hotel there was really nice enough. They brought me up pancakes. It was so cool. And so I had some pancakes yesterday, but today is National Chocolate Milk Day. It's also, I guess, World School Milk Day, too. And that's before it turns to cottage cheese. World Tourism Day, also a day, especially, is See You at the Pole Day is taking place. A million students are going to fix their eyes on Jesus at CU at the Pole. This happens every year. And we've discussed this before because what have we got? Next week is Bring Your Bible to School Day. See, a lot of kids of faith and people generally of faith have been confused by the rules and by the laws, separation of church and state and school and what have you. And speaking of the Ten Commandments, Judge, look what happened. We took out the Ten Commandments in the mid-60s and our schools are to hell in a handbasket. But nobody wants to see and admit to any correlation here. But the kids do it. And they're there. They're going through it. And they say, okay, we'll see you at the poll. And we're going to acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior. So over a million students are fixing their eyes on Jesus today and see at the poll. I know a lot of others are joining these kids at the poll, and I think that is absolutely awesome because this encourages the students. It encourages the country and the rest of the world that says that God is still on the throne. He's still in charge. And regardless of what some politicians would think and some in our secular society, they do so, sadly, at their own peril and their own participation in chaos. So a wonderful day today that we're bringing students together. I think it's just powerful, you know, when you think about it. People all over the country focused on one thing, you know, praying to God, looking to God, asking for wisdom. You know, we have a country that's in chaos right now. We're, you know, at every turn we're fighting and nagging at one another. It's because God's not there. If God's there, different story altogether. And I know that these students and those that participate with the CU at the Pole event today are going to be absolutely blessed. But I think it's just powerful when, you know, God hears the prayers of so many people over such a vast period, you know, span of area. This is why, you know, for me, I think about it, you know, when I'm at Mass on Sunday and I think, wow, here's Catholics around the world praying the Lord's Prayer. What kind of impact? What kind of impact do you think that has? I just think it's just incredible that God sees His creation, and you know, for a moment, even for a moment, realizing that that we're mortal, that as much as we might think we're all that in a bag of chips, you know, we need God, and we need His solution for our salvation, which is His Son, and that's why He sent Jesus to save us, so that we wouldn't be like a bunch of crazy knuckleheads running around. And of course, that's on full display here in this country today. So just some of the things that are happening today. And Scott, do we have enough time to play the O'Reilly deal, or did I already run up against everything? We do not have. OK, we don't have time. Well, you know, leave it to me one more time. I wanted to play the O'Reilly sound, and we'll play it a little bit later on. I thought it was really cool that Sean Hannity had him on last night talk about his new book. And O'Reilly is getting some presence, and you know, in terms of he's recovering here. And that is the nature, number one, of forgiveness. Number two, of you know, not being able to hold a good man down or a good woman down. As my dad used to always say, the cream always rises. And O'Reilly is, you know, like him or not, he contributes to our culture. And boy, his books and things that he's done, I think what he has done for cable television and for Fox News has been absolutely stellar. You know, he says that he did address, I mean, he went with Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer, boy, interrogated him. He says, well, I'll agree to interview you and have you on my show, but, you know, we're going to talk about these problems. And it was almost like he was guilty. It wasn't even, you know, questions of, hey, tell us your side of this or anything like that. It was you know, pretty indicting. It was a bit uncomfortable. But O'Reilly, you know, he handles this. He knows how to be in the hot seat. And laid it out to Matt Lauer as to what's happening. And he says his legal team is coming together. Already one of the gals that, remember the one that, you know, said that he grunted at her, or, you know, that she didn't even see his eyes. But, you know, you can tell when people are looking at you, when they're behind you. You know, it's kind of weird. Anyway, they find out that she's not a really credible person because she was already, I guess, convicted of lying on a similar situation. So I don't know. Anyway, all this stuff is coming out. But O'Reilly was on with Hannity last night, and we'll play that soundbite for you. I promise we will get to it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Thank you for being with us. David Almasi coming up next. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The rules of business are changing, and women entrepreneurs are at the forefront of the transformation. According to the 2017 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight,
More than two-thirds of female entrepreneurs believe women will match or exceed men in holding C-suite or executive roles. Furthermore, a majority of women entrepreneurs believe women will achieve pay equality with men over the next two decades and anticipate that paid maternity leave policies will expand into at least 25 states. Sharon Miller, head of small business, Bank of America.
As I meet with women entrepreneurs across the country, I'm constantly struck by their unwavering resilience and optimism. These women are working for a brighter future, one that includes equal pay, work-life balance, and greater support for their families. Their insights about equality in the workplace bode incredibly well for the entire small business community.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
A little head bobbing music here, huh? Hey, get you up and going, get the blood circulating. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. As promised, David Almasi joins us. We're going to talk about corporate America taking a knee for all the wrong reasons as we continue to discuss, this whole situation of, things that are honored, in our country. And it's okay. I think it's a good debate to have to reconnect with those things that we value. David Almasi is the executive director of the National Center. David, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having us on to make our case.
Well, I think it's one that, we're all trying to figure out, but I think we just got to get back to the basics and say, is the national anthem sacred to this country anymore?
I personally think it is. I know it's just a song, just like the flag is just a piece of cloth, but it makes a transformation. And when it's played in an event like that, we all know, because it's been done throughout our entire lives, it's meant to honor America. That's what the announcer says. And when these guys are getting out there on the field and taking a knee, they say they're doing it against police brutality. They're saying they're doing it against hatred. But in many respects, I think they're doing it against America, and I think they know it. And they're doing it to kind of thumb it in everyone's faces.
That seems to be the sentiment these days, that, got this anti-Americanism that has been taking place, born out of, many would say, the universities, because you've got these tenured professors spewing out their religion, and it's become a religion, this anti-American religion. And so it's no wonder that we have a generation of kids and sentiment that has continued to grow over the years that says that America is not all that it's cracked out to be. You know, and I know there for a while when we're talking about American exceptionalism, it was like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction for them. It just, you know, rattled their nerves. And, you know, and it's like, wait a minute. And here we are. Suddenly it's our responsibility. Those of us who are patriots, I would say. And I don't mean to make it sound like, you know, we're so much more than that than somebody else. It's just that our belief system, you know, we believe in the Constitution, the things that made America great. Now we find ourselves being apologists for our very country, and we're appalled. You know, it's like, wait a minute, you guys, where have you been? And did you guys get disconnected from history along the way? You know, what happened?
Our system of government has a way of fixing its mistakes. And that's one of the great things that we've seen over time. Other countries, they don't have that ability. They don't have that mindset. And that's why America is the longest running democracy and has the longest serving constitution. Mm-hmm. We can't just live in a culture where the millennials who are raised on video games can hit reset anytime they want to. Mm-hmm. And we can start with a whole new thing. No, we need to go with what we've had. It's been a good system. It's been a fair system when it's been applied correctly. And our society has tried to apply it correctly. We fought wars against each other to make sure it gets applied correctly.
Exactly. Well, David, well said. I hope people really, I hope they caught what you just said, because that is absolutely critical. I mean, you know, for them to understand that, look, we're human beings. Nobody's claiming perfection here. But when you consider, you know, the Constitution, you consider what our founding fathers had initiated for us and the road we've traveled, this 240 plus years, the things that we've done, good, bad, and indifferent. You know, the challenge is yes, these millennials, and I don't mean to, you know, blame them more than what they deserve, because we're all to blame on this deal, because it's a government of, for, by, we, the people. And if that's the case, then we are individually and corporately responsible for the America that we have today. We can't blame it on the millennials because they want to, you know, fall victim to, you know, like you say, hitting the reset button. And I say not only the reset, but the rewrite button. You know, we need to be careful about history. And this is why the media, I believe firmly, why the media is becoming irrelevant. And I'm talking about primarily the mainstream media, because they have violated their reason to exist. And their main reason to exist is to document history. And we need an objective narrative of the historical events. Otherwise, we're going to confuse future generations and misrepresent what's happening in 21st century America in the early years here.
Yeah, the Alinsky tactic is to get us all fighting against each other. And mm-hmm. what are we doing right now after 8 years of Obama and the hatred towards Trump? We're all fighting with each other. The maid of honor at our wedding right now, I don't think wants to be our friend anymore because we oppose her viewpoint on this whole NFL controversy. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that she's willing to ruin a 40-year friendship with my wife over.
Amazing.
Because she's gotten so spun up by the rhetoric that's going around these days, and
well, David,
anyone that's to the left of her is the devil.
David, I told you having your wife put hashtag MAGA on her wedding dress was going to be a problem. You didn't think that, did you? You thought I was just kidding. Yeah, you know, that is sad. I mean, I'm on airplanes, you know, traveling. I've been doing a lot of traveling these last couple of years, which I enjoy to some degree. But, you know, more than anything else, you're sitting next to people. You're hearing their stories, hearing people, you know, whether, you know, I just got back from Atlanta, you know, in all the different venues that I've been in. And it's wonderful. And it's also you're hearing the contention. And hear voices rising and people getting excited and amped up because they hate Trump. And it's like, oh, you know, it's like, you know, I'm just on a plane. I just want to have peace. Give me my peanuts and my drink. And I don't need to hear all this stuff. But unfortunately, in some cases, we're going to hear it whether we not. And that's sad that you have something like in your specific case. But, you know, getting back to your column here about corporate America falling victim and supporting this. In some sense, and we're talking about the NFL kneeling, that it's already costing the NFL. And it amazes me that they are subordinating their brand to this issue. They can see that it's costing them money, and yet there's corporate supporters for the sake of some ideal are supporting them and going, wait a minute, you've got guys losing money here. Their brand is being compromised, and you are big brand people. You know, like Nike and ESPN and that. I mean, you've got established brands here, and you're putting that, you're going down that road that people are getting annihilated on. That's really what you want to do?
It's a perfect storm of politics. You've got the NFL doesn't want to anger the players' union. The players want to be radical because they're having people whisper in their ear and they're having their own ideas. Mm-hmm. And they're in the corporate world, there's a lot of corporate CEOs these days who think that they're the coolest guy in the room, they're the smartest guy in the room, and they're pushing their ideas out to on behalf of their company. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened with Nike. We went to, back in January, CEO Mark Parker sent out a memo to his staff saying that the Trump travel restrictions that were being imposed by executive order were not with company values. They weren't our values, he said. We don't support this policy, he said, to the staff. Now, 50% of the voters voted for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I don't think everybody at Nike voted for Hillary Clinton or the Jill Stein.
Yes.
We asked him at the meeting, or we tried to, the investor relations staff kind of got in the way and didn't allow the question to be asked in the manner it should have been asked in context. But we asked him, are your employees who have values different than you safe? Can they go to work and do their jobs at a quality level and not have to worry about being punished, fired, whatever, for having a MAGA hat that they don't wear in the office, but they're just known to have one.
Right.
And he didn't answer that question. And that's the kind of thing you saw that spill into Nike this week, where they put out a statement right away saying, we support free expression of the players.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that going to stop you? Is that going to stop me as an investor from seeing a return on my investment? Because people, again, I'll bring my wife into this, because she's not going to buy Nike shoes anymore.
Right.
I think conservative consumers who have seen boycotts on the left are starting to think that that's the way that they're going to go as well. We saw that with Target. We've seen Target lose a lot of money over time because of their gender policy.
Well, we got to leave it right there, David. We got to wrap it up. But you're right. The thing is about conservatives, they don't want to cause a lot of problems. They just go away, you know.
Age 85 or younger. Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for the one and only, yes, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, fantastic. How are you? Wait, let me
stand
up.
Hey, I'm doing great. I keep wanting to take a knee, but every time I do, it takes me a half hour to get back up, you know? It's just, I'm telling you. I mean, like, it really matters. I mean, what are these guys thinking, what they're doing with their brand? I mean, people want to watch, football. You and I have been.
Yeah, the ratings are down as well as they should be. And look, mm-hmm. We have terrible leadership in the NFL. The commissioner, Roger Goodell, is responsible for not maintaining order with his employees. And any mm-hmm. business cannot succeed if they lose control of their employees. And that's what this is. It's a business. The players and employees, they're not paid to do protests. They're paid to play football. And this guy, Goodell, slammed the president of the United States for showing, quote, a lack of respect for the NFL. And he claimed to be championing the constitutional rights of the players. This same guy threatened NFL players who wanted to honor 9/11 victims mm-hmm. and players who wanted to pay tribute to slain police officers who were murdered in Dallas. This guy threatened their rights. So this man is, he's got to go. If they want to have an NFL, this man's got to go.
Well, I keep thinking, James, that maybe at the end of the day, they're going to thank Donald Trump for, you know, calling the question and all this stuff. As you said, Goodell really blew it. He let this linger way, way too long. And, you know, whether it's, you know, a football player wearing pink to honor his mother for breast cancer, but yet, you know, it's all done supposedly within the guise and acceptability of the NFL. But this time, this thing's run totally amok. It's out of control.
I think it is out of control. I don't think it's retrievable anymore. I mean, a perfect example, this last Sunday when the Pittsburgh Steelers played the Chicago Bears, the entire Steelers team stayed in the locker room except for one player, a decorated military veteran, Alejandro Villanueva. He went out on the field by himself and paid tribute to the flag that he fought for. And the coach of the Steelers is now slamming him.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's supposedly going to get punished. This is completely upside down. I think it's so out of control. I think we're watching something die. And just like the ESPN is dying, the NFL is going to have a slow death. And any of these institutions or sports or entertainers that seek to, rather than do their jobs, insult over 60 million Americans, I think they're basically going to diminish to the point that they're not the same institution anymore. Just for all intents and purposes, they're gone.
It's going to require some recovery time, James. You got 34%, according to the Rasmussen poll, 34% of the people saying, I'm just not interested in following football if it's going to be a political diatribe. If I need to deal with politics instead of watching, you know, football as entertainment, as amusement, then forget it. If that's what I have to deal with, this has really gotten way out of control. And this is all self-inflicted. This isn't because of Donald Trump. They have done this to themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, can you imagine 34% if any kind of brand or business that seeks audiences loses a third of its audience?
No.
You know, I think these owners also are remiss. I think they're the way they've coddled their staff is just, it's out of control.
They didn't do anything before. James, they didn't do anything before. If they want to link arms, they had to link arms with their patrons. You know, not the players. I mean, they already link arms with it. They give them a big, hefty paycheck, but it is the paying public that goes there, and they feel like, wait a minute, where's my arm? Where's the linkage of my arm, you know? You got your hand in my pocketbook, but no concern about what I want, you know, what I want to see. And, of course, you know, you're seeing, you know, ticket prices falling. I mean, I don't know how these guys are going to survive, James. I mean, some of these franchises are already hanging by a whisper anyway. This season, you know, I think they've killed the season.
I think they may have killed the league, yeah. But we'll see what happens. And I've been a football fan my whole life, and I shut it off. I'm not watching it. I hear that from anecdotally all over the place, and it's all over social media. So I think the numbers actually are not showing how bad it really is.
Yeah, even at 34% is not bad enough. I mean that's absolutely horrendous. Hey James, but this is the environment we live in culturally. Everything has been so politicized. You know, you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. The mainstream media, 91% of what they report on Trump is negative, only 9%. I mean, in order to do that, the fix has to be in. And then, you know, of course, the last week or so, Jimmy Kimmel has entered into the fray. And of course, you know, I don't know what Jimmy Kimmel was thinking, you know, because it's like, you know, all this stuff eventually comes out. And when you become a DNC operative, you're going to be found out. And this is what it turns out to be, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, people were watching Jimmy Kimmel and then they're asking, how in the world did Jimmy Kimmel become an expert on healthcare legislation, and in particular on this, you know, this latest bill that is still attempting to be passed? And it turns out, he had a co-writer of his material, and that co-writer was Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and it went on for months. Schumer and Kimmel talking to each other. We now know it from multiple sources, including Schumer's spokesperson who admits it. I'm sorry, Kimmel's spokesperson admits it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's twofold here. Kimmel never disclosed that he was getting talking points from a high-level Democrat to his audience. He made it seem like this was based on his
personal
experience, personal misfortune. But on the other hand,
Jimmy, you want to talk about the wall, Jimmy. Don't be talking about health care.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But the other thing is, the Democrats used Kimmel like a pawn on a chessboard, like a puppet. And the fact is that not only did they feed him lies, because what he was saying was demonstrably false, But secondly, what they did is they used his image, his language, to go out and advertise.
Yeah, he's a willing pawn in this whole thing, James.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you can't give him any room. And the whole deal is, what do you expect? I mean, Jimmy Kimmel. How much of the Jimmy Kimmel Show is written? I mean, he's the face, but everything. I mean, he's got a team of writers that write just about everything, including the periods of that show. So
yeah,
why
one of the hardest things to write, anybody that's attempted it knows this, is comedy, and that's exactly right. They have the largest entourage of writers for sitcoms, but especially for late night, and especially for the so-called monologue. But this was very unusual for late night because there was nothing funny. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, obviously Kimmel was crying in one of his episode segments. It was very serious. It didn't belong on late night. People don't tune in to the Jimmy Kimmel Show for legislative analysis. Once again, we're talking about the politicization of everything.
From a total DNC perspective. You know, I got to tell you, James, when I first saw it, I felt so uncomfortable. I thought I was walking into a Lenny Bruce skit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, like you didn't think, if you were waiting for it to turn funny, it would be some sort of dark comedy or something.
Exactly.
But see, like I said, the Democrats, not only did they take out digital advertising, they went on social media. Nancy Pelosi, the minority leader, did. Schumer did. Bernie Sanders, California Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, they went out there and they were all using the so-called Jimmy Kimmel test to attack Graham Cassidy. And clearly, it sort of opened the door for somebody like John McCain, who has this incredible animus towards the president, to come out there and say that his conscience wouldn't allow him to vote for it, blah, 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 which is, we know, is just a subterfuge.
Yeah. I don't want to win with 51 votes. I want to have a shot at 60 or nothing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like that makes that makes a whole lot of sense, right?
It makes no sense. But the fact is, McCain doesn't want the president to be successful, and so he's just going to be a wrench in the works at any move. But Kimmel paved the way. And the thing is, Jimmy Kimmel has a larger audience and an audience that doesn't normally get reached and more influence than any news cable figure that's on the air. So the Democrats are obviously very excited to use him. And we've never really seen anything quite like this.
Repeatedly dedicating his
monologues to not only attacking legislation, but attacking people. He targeted, the Fox News personality, Brian Kilmeade, in a profane way.
Yeah, said he wanted to beat him up. Little Brian. Why do you want to pick on little Brian? Brian Kilmeade, who had a very high ground type of response in that situation. Let me tell you, according to James Column here, the Daily Beast, for months.
The fact is, Kimmel showed a kind of a mean streak in attacking Kilmeade personally. And then he big sandbagged Cassidy, Senator Cassidy from Louisiana.
Exactly. Hey, James, we're out of time. I got to leave it right there or I'll get in trouble. You know how that works. James Hurston, Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth clean tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.